Do 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 do. What's up, mystery? Hey, we could be finished in 20 minutes, is that right? Oh, hi. James from Ingvid. Mystery, we were talking about something. We're having a little disagreement. Well, not a disagreement, but a conversation. I think this lesson could be about 5-10 minutes. It should be 15. That's a standard lesson length. What's the difference? I don't know. Why don't we go to the board and find out? If this looks familiar, it should be. See? This is the second lesson of modals that we were doing. The first one we did was excuses. Yeah? You could have taken that lesson if you hadn't. Close this one down, watch that, and come back to this one. This one is actually an expectation. You know, sometimes people make excuses for not doing stuff. And other times we have expectations of what we think should happen in the future or could happen. This lesson will help you find out how native speakers use modals in a little different way than you're used to or in the usual grammar setting, okay? So let's go to the board. Once again, quickly, we'll go over it. What do modals do? Well, modals talk about obligations or possibilities, right? Possibility indicates future, when we talk about what's possible. An obligation is what you should do. So if you mix those together, that's what an expectation is what is possible and what we think people or things should do or happen, right? Your obligation or the obligation. But let's take a look at this here. Let's go to the board, okay? First of all, when we talk about modals, which I've just done, you know, they don't express future possibility or obligations. Let's look at the verb to be, or the be verb. The be verb is about relative truth, and you're probably going to say to me, what the hell is relative truth? Well, relative truth is somebody believes it's true, and it depends where you sit. Right now, you're looking at me, and I'm a tall guy. I'm skyscraper tall. I'm a giant.
But only if you're this tall, and if you can't see me, it's because I'm a very tiny little man looking up at
Big James. Understand?
So relatively speaking, if you're this big, anything this big is big.
But anything this big
is bigger than this. Understand? Relative means it depends on who is looking at it, right? If you're 60, 40 is young. If you're 40 years old, 20 is young. And if you're 10, they're all old, okay? Relative truth. Where do you sit? So that's what the be verb means. So once we put a modal, okay, with the be verb, it changes it. It gives it a different meaning. And what we want to look at now is, what does that mean, this change, or how does it change it? In the video before I mentioned, we noticed how we use it for excuses. In this one, we're going to see how we think the future should be or could be. All right? Let's go. So what does the modal should mean? Well, should is what we usually think. Should is what is right. Okay? We think it is right or probable, most likely to happen, or the correct or right thing to do. That's why we use it as an advice modal. You should go to school. You should eat your dinner. You should shut up. Okay? We use it as advice. The last one's strong advice. Okay? And could is possible. What's possible? You could be talking to me live if you come to Canada, or you could be dreaming this whole thing. I'd start press reset and see if that's the case. But no, could is what's possible to happen. Okay? Now, if you add this be verb to should, we get this particular thing. See, here's the be verb, because be is believe. Remember, your perspective, what you believe. I, should plus be is, I believe this is right or probable. You should be a better student. I believe this, and I think it's possible, probable or right. If you studied harder, by saying studied harder, I think this is what is probable or the correct thing. Right? But possible, which is similar, but not the same, let's not forget, it's what's possible. I believe this is possible.
I believe we could be the greatest nation on earth, says Obama.
He should have said something else. Notice I didn't say should be, I said should have. Different. Anyway, so here we got what is possible versus what is probable. Seems simple and easy, and it is. So why don't we just use one? There's a reason for it. Remember I said this one has probable and right? And that's for should. Well, when people say should in English, like you should be versus could be, one is actually, we think is more accurate or more likely to happen. I'll give you an example. You're waiting for the doctor. If the nurse comes out and says, the doctor should be with you in 5 minutes, or the nurse comes out and says, the doctor could be with you in 5 minutes. If you're a native speaker, when she said, the doctor should be with you in 5 minutes, you'll go, okay, no problem, and you'll relax. If she comes out and says, the doctor could be with you in 5 minutes, you'll go, oh, damn, I'm here for another hour. Because could means just possible. Maybe 5, maybe 10, we don't know. When she said should, she's saying it's probable and I believe this information is correct. Told you, native speaker time. Okay? You wouldn't know that difference. And the grammar books, they don't point it out that much because it's something we do when we interchange with each other or exchange information. Right? We know should is much more accurate. Even though it's still probable, it's not for sure. It's more accurate. Well, could is up in there. Easy way to remember, should has two. Two is more sure than one. And possible, well, it's possible. Could be an hour. Okay? So, why don't we do some examples? Just some quick ones. You ready? Could be, should be. As I said, one has two things. Should be is more sure. Could is possible. So let's go to a couple examples on the board and see how good you are since you studied this lesson. Okay, the game just went into overtime. It came over at any moment. Well, overtime, let's just understand what overtime is. A game has 90 minutes. If the game goes to 91 or 92 minutes, it's overtime. Over the time we were told, okay? If you work overtime, for instance, you work 8 hours. If you work 30 minutes or an hour, that's over your work time. So now the game is in overtime. Maybe the score is 0-0. No one has scored. And it's overtime because you must have a score. Someone must win. So the game just went into overtime. It's something over at any moment. Oh, that's interesting. And the second one is your mom.
Mr. E, dinner, something is ready in 5 minutes.
So the first one is the game is in overtime. And the second one is dinner ready in 5 minutes. What do we do? Well, let's just imagine the game. Crowds roaring. Everybody standing there waiting. There's silence on the field. Now, it's possible that one goal could end everything. But we don't know when that goal is going to happen. So it's not a sure thing, right? Like, can you do that? Can you tell me how the game will end? If so, call me at... No, don't call me. But what I'm saying is it's only possible. And when we talk about possible, there are many things that could happen, and we think this one will happen. So I'm going to go that the game could be over at any moment. And that's true. It's possible. It could be 1 minute or 10 minutes or an hour. Now, what about the second one? Dinner ready in 5 minutes. Well, remember what we talked about when we said should? Should is probable and right. It's more concrete, or we say much more, we can believe it more because concrete is solid, because 5 minutes is a specific time. It's not a guessing time. Right? And we believe this is true or right. So this one would be, should be ready. Because your mom actually thinks it might be 4 minutes, but for sure, 5 minutes. So that's the answers here. Could be or should be. And to understand the thought I explained, remember, could be is possible. So when there are more than one and you're not too sure which one was going to happen, you should use could. But if you think you're pretty sure that this is the right one, say should. Okay? Cool? All right. Well, I should be going now, right? It's the right thing to do. It's most probable because the video can't be too long. Mr. E and I are going to be gone. This is the second part of the modals in native speaker use, right? You got your excuses now so you can get yourself out of trouble. See, I help you. And now you have expectations. What have you done for me lately? I expect. Okay? But I expect you, or you should be going to Ingvid. There you go. Which is at www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com, right? Where we'll teach you should, could, woulda, coulda, and all sorts of modals and prepositions and phrases, okay? Anyway, it's been fun. I'll see you shortly.